The Trump family has vowed to keep its vast financial interests separate from the government. But today, we learned of a possible conflict of interest involving the president's daughter and top advisor, Ivanka. On the day that she had dinner with President Xi Jinping, China served her business potentially lucrative trademark approvals on a silver platter. Justice correspondent Jeff Begays is looking into this.
When President Trump hosted Chinese President Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago, the foreign leader was serenaded by the president's granddaughter. That performance was posted on Instagram by Mr. Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka, and it went viral in China, where she and her fashion brand are immensely popular. The same day as Xi's visit, according to the Associated Press, the Ivanka Trump clothing line won provisional approval for three trademarks from the Chinese government. That clears the way for Ivanka's jewelry, bags, and spa services to be sold to a market that includes more than 1.3 billion people.
I think that's wonderful for Ivanka that her businesses are doing well, and everything would be just fine if she weren't also working in the White House.
Richard Painter was chief White House ethics lawyer under President George W. Bush. He says as a formal advisor to her father, Ivanka risks violating the law.
She has to comply with the criminal conflict of interest statute, which will prohibit her from participating in government matters that have a direct and predictable impact on her businesses. And this includes trade with China.
But photos show Ivanka attending events with President Xi. In a statement, her lawyer says Ivanka has had no involvement with trademark applications submitted by the business. In an interview with CBS This Morning's Gail King earlier this month, the first daughter said that she intended to stay within the law and had shifted some of her holdings to a family-run trust.
I put in place an ethics trustee. It took me a long time. I went through every permutation of what was the most responsible way to do this.
Richard Painter and others have sued President Trump over his business conflicts. Scott, according to one fashion analyst, Ivanka Trump's company saw a 771% increase in sales between February of 2016 and February of 2017. Industry experts call that number incredible and insane.